So, hello everyone. This is the 8th episode of Daily Dose of Jaint. And I am your host, Ethan. As always, nothing's changed.
I mean...
Alright, here are my co-hosts, I guess you could say.
Well, just...
reoccurring guests.
Exactly.
Drywall man and monotone man.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, the audio might sound bad, because it's... pouring outside.
I don't really guess how that would sound bad because, you know, some people like rain noises and stuff.
It's not thunder when we're talking, but
it'll be like a very light thunder.
Yeah, light thunder, you say.
Yeah, okay, it's but I think our voices are gonna be over. So it shouldn't matter too much. But you guys will most definitely hear it. I have no doubt about that. But anyway, moving on. So why we haven't uploaded in 15 days? So this is our apology video. Insert crying here. Sorry. We haven't got you an episode.
We don't got a schedule. We're just like whenever we
Since the 13th.
It's
today's the 28th. Like, why did we do it on a Monday? Why not yesterday, Sunday? We had like all day to do it.
We probably...
we could have done that instead of playing Legos.
Yeah. You want to tell them what you made with the Legos.
So I made this my favorite build. It's a little Lego white gun, and it's got six different colors on it.
It's just the name your price tool.
Yes,
flashier.
Flashier. Yeah, it's got green sights and yellow
sights.
It's got this green like little foam.
Oh, okay.
It's got a purple thing like at the front.
Yeah.
The yellow is extended iron sight.
It's got a blue mag, I guess I'll
Orange
say I'll say
mag release.
Yeah, sure. And a purple barrel.
If you guys saw what it actually looked like,
it looks
oh, and a red trigger.
It looks really weird. Yeah. Like our description makes it look like this sick, cool thing, you know.
It is.
It's not.
It's use your imagination on what you think it would look like.
It kind of looks like.
Well, the name your price tool is more like the opposite way. Because the name your price tool has a short front and a long handle.
No, but this is what it looks like.
That is kind of like, it does have a short front, kind of.
It's a
blocky thing because you have to fit the mag in it.
It's a blockus.
Okay, so this is what it looks like if you're trying to draw it. It looks like if someone tried to draw a 90 degree angle, but messed up in a couple of places. That's kind of what
I was thinking more of like the letters R, lowercase R.
Oh yeah, it kind of does.
When the first person made a gun, they just made a right angle. They were drawing it, and then they just messed up in a couple places apparently.
I mean, yeah, make an accidental circle here.
No, it looks like a pano whenever you make your arm really wavy.
Yeah. And speaking of panos, he actually made the barrel like 3 feet long.
Yeah, look at this.
On a panoramic.
Let me see
picture.
This. I didn't see it.
If you don't know what that is.
I just did this yesterday in your driveway.
You're able to stretch things. Like, I stretched Kyle's arm and made his arm like.
What the heck?
5 feet.
That looks way cooler than the original one, I would say.
How'd you make it so straight as well?
Yeah. I know, right?
I'm so confused.
Hey, I mean, this doesn't look that bad, right? Come on.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's okay.
Like, it could be worse, though.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, that was a compliment.
You won't get your Legos back.
Yeah.
Okay, so, the hut. Okay, so, yeah.
Well, no, we can't do that.
No, wait.
We have to talk about Cletus and Ben.
Yeah.
So, why we've been gone?
We didn't feel like it.
Well, you see.
What do you say?
Easy.
What do you say?
Well, you see.
We didn't feel like it.
Well, actually, no, we just, quote unquote,
okay,
we didn't have time Because we were doing other things.
School.
That were more important.
And other times when we try to get events together, some people wouldn't want to do it, which we had feelings. We had an idea that somebody wouldn't want to do it.
I mean, a couple.
He likes pancakes.
Which, if you...
No, a couple people didn't want to do it. I forgot who, though.
Which, if
it
you guys...
It was just Sam.
Oh, really?
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, that was more important. So, school. If you don't go to school, you wouldn't know.
What school you made?
You'd have a job.
So, like, okay, so what we do, most people probably do this.
Some 40-year-old.
Sorry for interrupting you. But, like, it's...
He's like, hey, I have a job.
Hey, they did a shout out for me. Thanks.
Okay, so now on to what we need to do, like for school and whatnot. So it's kind of split up into two things. Ben over there, he's in the other side. So we're like different times that we end, and he ends pretty late.
So basically, what he's trying to say is there's cohort A and cohort B. The cohort A goes on the first half of the week, and cohort B goes on the second half of the week. Therefore, cohort A is home the second half, and cohort B is home the first half. So we couldn't really make a plan for doing after school because it'd be too late by then.
Yeah.
And the other half of the podcast is cohort B.
Yeah, so. It's like...
Cohort A.
The podcast, yeah. Like, on the other half, they got Brendan... You
guys haven't met him yet.
Matthew.
He may not want to do it, though, because he didn't want to do the...
I mean, yeah.
Well, also, but, Matthew.
So, wait.
Matthew,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you guys haven't met him either, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, but then also Ben, Cletus.
That's not his actual name.
Dylan. He's actually doing Dylan, online,
you guys
but...
also haven't met him.
But he doesn't...
He's doing HVA.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure they only do it for the first 9 weeks.
Dad's
at a different school. What do you mean?
Well, no, but they still have cord and cord.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I thought he was
actually,
just
they have a small school, though, so I don't...
Yeah, dude, he's the only one in his science class, and he said to me, the day before school started, he said, dude, you know what would be really funny? The class I normally sleep in is science. And he's like... And then he says, if I just try and sleep in here in that class, she'll be like, Aaron, stop sleeping. Listen to my lecture. And then he was the only one in his
class. That's what happened. Someone was sleeping in my English class.
Dude, have you seen that Zach King thing where they get like...
You mean Ben? He was sleeping in your
class? No, there were five people in my English class. This man. Okay, so he sits like by himself. Like there are two rows. He sits on the farthest row and everyone else is on the other side of the class. Don't know why. He just decided to sit by himself. He slept. Teacher noticed him immediately, and I'm like, well, man, you should have sat behind
someone. Wait.
I don't know their name, though.
Okay, I know it's like Leonis or something.
No,
I know, they told me about this.
Roscoe. That's not his actual name, that's... that's just what Coach
Holzer alias. Did. We're gonna make Eli.
So Roscoe, dude, in my second period, Miss Linker like looked at him, and then looked away, and he was sleeping in the back of the classroom. But he was legit out, cause he, I don't know why he does this.
Wait, I'm pretty sure it was really honest. Yeah. He fell asleep upright.
Dude, he's done that in Miss Gordon's class.
Really?
He was sleeping upright, and the teacher, like slammed her hand on the table.
Oh my gosh.
What was his reaction?
I'm pretty sure he was just like...
just...
Well, you can't go, like, up, because he's already upright, so he's just...
Okay, so... Did it just stop raining?
No, I think it just stopped thundering loudly.
It's supposed to keep raining until, like, 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know what to talk about.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
I do.
I know.
So, well, what about your fifth period, Kyle?
What's your fifth period?
He just started... just nervously breathing.
So, my fifth period class that has me, Luke, Brayden, and Dylan, okay? That's a stacked class, and it's the lunch class, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, Luke's in the first cohort, and so is Dylan. I'm like, dang it, okay. Well, that sucks. So I'll still have Dylan, though, at least.
You mean Brayden?
I mean... Yes, I'll still have Brayden. My boy Brayden. I have him in every other the lunch classes I've had him in. And then he's like, you know what? I want to do virtual.
And
virtual. He doesn't show up there on the first day. And I'm just like,
no.
And then
no,
there's
do you know
two
what,
other girls.
No.
And
do you know what virtual does?
Also, like,
do you know what virtual does? They say, oh, we're saying remote. They want to get the full school experience. But virtual, they want to stay laid back. So they don't have to go to virtual classes. That's the thing that my science teacher told me. She's
yeah.
like, they don't have to go to classes if they don't want to.
Well, they don't have
that
to
is,
go at the same time.
No, they don't have to go at all. They can just watch the recording.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
Oh, okay.
No, no. They don't have to go.
They don't have
but
to go to school ever.
No, ever.
Do school ever.
They're always online. You know what we're the pandemic? Even if it's gone, they're HVA.
No, and they're in my science class, there's two guys. I don't even know their names because I haven't seen them at all. Because they're HVA. They have never logged on. And they don't watch the videos. And she said, I know they don't watch the videos. Because they got the reflection questions wrong. You would know this if you watched the videos. Every single reflection question they got wrong. And I'm like, wow. These people
oh,
just like...
But no. But dude, the fifth period class, I thought I had it bad. Those two girls... Actually, it's gotten better. Because those two girls are now friends. And now they're talking. And so then now
said...
I can... No. I can now talk to them. I've tried to like talk to them before. And then they're like... you know, and they just
yeah.
like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but Luke, on the other hand, dude, his thing has got like
smooth
the whole
criminal.
It's just a giant group of girls, and then there's these two guys that sit in the other side of the room that are already friends, and they talk. And he's in a corner, and he can't talk to any of the girls because they're always like, ew.
Ew.
So it's
a
boy. A
male.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
So I was thinking, it's actually. He's definitely got it worse because he's alone in a crowd.
But it's
dude,
cool because then that unfunny energy of the females won't rub up off on him because he's already not funny.
No.
Ethan.
No,
I.
He's funny.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Okay, so let me tell you. My
also, yeah, you can't say that. Unfunny vibes from females.
Did
I say something?
My science class, okay? If this...
Sorry.
If this...
We're in a podcast.
If this...
This isn't a safe place, Ethan.
If this thing wasn't around us, I would still only have 9 people in my science class. In all. Yeah, that's true. I only have 2 people counting me in my science class right now, but if cohort A and cohort B and virtual school all went together to the same time at the same class, I would only have 9 people.
You mean you looked at like the members thing on Schoolology?
No, my science teacher told us if everyone in that period class went to school, we would only have 9 people.
How does that happen?
Can I tell you
and then the period before, if everyone went to school, she would have like 20 to 22 people. And I'm like, this is so stupid. Then the next period, she would have 15 to 17 people. And I'm like, what is this?
How? That's like
I
low.
Don't,
that's
I
low
don't
numbers.
Know.
Yeah,
just
it's
begin
not only
30.
It's not even.
Yeah.
It's not even in double digits. Our class, which is like, it's so.
Wait. Ethan, can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember the story of Kay saying I'm about to turn double digits?
No.
Do you remember that?
A little bit.
Okay, so Kate's like, bro, I'm older than you. I'm like, no, you're not. She's like, bro, I'm about to be double digits. Which she was referring, I'm going to be 10.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's double digits mean? She's like, means you have 2 numbers. And I'm like, well, I'm 7, so that's 3 and 4. I'm already double digits. Get off me. And then she went.
That was really loud.
But, I remember you talking about that.
So, what I was gonna say
I remember is, you saying I have 7 and 4. 3 and 4.
So what I was gonna say is, in my fourth period PE class,
mm-hmm.
I have 3 people there.
Yeah, I was remembering me saying 3 and 4.
No, I remember you saying 3 and 4. I don't remember
the
rest
of
the story, though.
So I had 3 people. Can you guys actually... be quiet. I have 3 people in my PE class. But do you know how many people would be there if they all went to school?
How many?
21.
Wait, how many you have there?
3.
They're all in like covert and virtual? Yeah. How many are in virtual?
Like,
17.
I think like 7. 7 people are in virtual.
Really? Only 7?
Really? Only
that's,
7?
That's kind of a lot for
no, virtual. But that means 11 is in the other one.
Not that many people are doing virtual.
Yeah. But dude, guess what?
I mean,
in the other class, it gets even better.
School is
doing dude, in the other class, it gets even better. There's 6 people in the other class.
It's supposed to be 1/3, 1/3, 1/3.
Oh.
And if they all went there, 26 people wouldn't be there. So there's 6 people in Coach Jones.
I have.
And 3 in Chad.
I have like...
Oh my gosh.
I'm in Chad. So,
I have 12
so,
to
you
15.
Have, so you have 9 people?
Total.
What...
We can't even play a 5v5 basketball game.
Well, you don't want to play that anyway.
No, that's really bad.
So actually, hey, but you all day cutthroat basketball.
Yeah, but dude, they
maybe
still
that's
had
a, that's the
they
good
still
numbers.
Had a more competitive league and a less competitive league.
With 9 people.
So they had like a 2v3 over on the other side and a 2v2 on this side.
That is so funny.
I was on the 2v2, and then one player didn't want to go, or didn't want to play anymore, so I went over here, and they said, can you leave? I was like...
Sad Keon.
Wait, the less competitive or the more competitive side said, could you leave?
Oh, the less competitive side.
That's hilarious.
Because I said, here, I'll switch teams. Every time I score, and I scored 3 times, and I switched teams 3 times, and only 6 points were scored the time I was there. So if you don't know what that means, I was the only one who was scoring. I'm not like I'm really good at basketball. It's just I'm a lot taller than all the other people.
but also you just like go really quick. You just go.
You're pretty good
past
at basketball,
them, and
Ethan.
Then like up.
You beat me 1-7 outside like a week ago.
Well, you were messing around.
I
was throwing it at your ankles the entire time.
And then I just chucked it at his shins a couple times. And he said, one more game.
I said, one more game because I really wanted to throw it at him.
And then I just said, not, and I went inside.
And then Evan Michael Jackson moonwalked out of there. And I was like,
oh,
I legit run up and throw the ball at the backboard really hard.
Like whenever you jump up and go.
Oh, dude, this was so bad. Okay, so we went to something sports, like academic sports, whatever.
Academic sports, bro. My favorite. Bro, they got that math team gear, you know what I'm saying?
No, but yeah. Okay, so we bought a jump rope from there. It's like this cable jump rope. Every single time you get hit by the jump rope, it like smacks you hard and it leaves a mark for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that. And on the third day, it broke. Like the...
Wait, your jump rope broke?
Yeah, the piston came out of the handle and flew under some shells and I didn't know where it went. And I couldn't even get it back because the things that were holding it together were bent like that together. And so we got a new one. And it's not cable anymore, so it doesn't hurt. And now
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm doing 500 now per time. Like 5 reps of 100.
Yeah, per time. I do 20 sets, you know.
No, like this. It hurts this tendon every single time when I stop after 300.
Easy 10,000 reps.
It's no longer just the veins. It's now it's his tendon.
Yeah.
No, but like it's 100. It's 5 reps of 100. It gets easier.
Well, I know what we can talk about.
And then it's like 15 of these and 20 doubles. Doubles hurt.
I just want to say today because I was going to cross country. There was Eric's car had these 2 dogs. And they kept standing on your nuts every time. They kept, like, that's where they just like
they
to stand.
On your
and so I went like hands. This, and then both of their feet went on my hand.
No, that's
like,
what the scratch was.
Look at this.
I thought you were getting poison ivy. I'm like.
I do have poison ivy, actually.
Oh, okay then. That's fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's not open, so
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what? They probably don't want to hear about that. So, you know what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about...
Talk about your dog experience.
No. Oh. This, the last day that we could go to the pool, which was yesterday. And,
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that.
We actually could have done a podcast episode yesterday, but we didn't. Your boy got him. So whenever you, if you hear me, like, grab the phone, it's because I have to turn it on because it keeps turning off for some reason. And we're not...
Okay, so we didn't know this when we went to the pool. I thought it was going to be fine.
He's talking about the water, by the way.
Yeah, the water.
The temperature.
Everyone said, oh, it's going to be so cold. I didn't believe him because I'm like, it's going to be fine. As soon as I jumped in, it felt like an ice bath.
Wait, yeah. You just jumped in regularly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with that... Dude, I knew something was up.
No, they were
like, nobody was in the pool.
No, they told me.
I was like,
I'm like, why is no one in the pool? And I looked around. No one was really there when we got there.
Oh.
There was like five families maybe. So I'm like, and I saw a couple people. I saw like a group of kids swimming, playing in silence. And then I saw like two people in the lane group swimming back and forth.
I don't know what those guys were on.
And I'm like, okay, it's just a regular...
Actually, that's not for the podcast.
And they said, jump off the diving board. So I got up the diving board. I'm like, okay. And then I jump off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really cold in here.
Yeah.
How do these guys swim in this?
I thought they were joking. I thought I was going to call their bluff. So I jumped in and I was like...
Dude, I was like as soon as I hit the water, I thought of like Captain America when he goes into the ice. I was like, oh god.
No, yeah, it was really cool, but if you swam down to the bottom, it was actually not as cold. It was still cold, but bearable.
It was cold everywhere.
Was there Captain America in the ice for 30 years, they say?
Bro, he was in ice
was like
from like 100. 40, the 40s to like 2010.
Oh.
So.
More like.
70 years.
I guess. Oh, because 40 and 30 equals 7, because I'm double digits.
Oh, okay. Dude,
That was pretty bad.
That was a weird laugh. I sounded like my uncle.
Ethan, were you going to say something like... That was good.
Yeah,
or
I was just gonna say that was.
Yeah, something like that. And I was just like flat out like, no, that was bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wasn't gonna say.
I don't know. I just think of random things like that. I don't know why.
Just because you're double digits.
Anyway, you can continue about the pool.
That was what I was.
So thinking. We played a lot of games outside the pool. If.
We were in the pool for like 10 minutes.
If you don't understand what we mean by
the pool, I was in there for like 20, but...
There's like a pool, and then there's like this, there's a bunch of tennis courts next to it. So we run around those and play peg normally, but we didn't. We play infection this time. And wait, Evan, were you saying something? So we used Siri to pick a number 1 through 7 to see who would be it. And I was never patient zero, but Brendan and Ben were. And you want to know what's funny? I won the round with Ben, and I lost the one with Brendan. That's funny, right? I don't know why I said you didn't win.
Oh, me and Davin, when we played Manhunt at the pool.
Oh, yeah,
that
we
was
also played Manhunt at the end.
That was hilarious, because me and Davin, we were just walking around in circles. Like, I was circling Davin, and we were just talking about the Travis Scott burger. Just like, he's like, have you ever had a Travis Scott burger? And I'm
he's
like,
asked you that like 10
and
times.
Like, and I said, no. And then I said, what did it taste like? And he's like, every fast food restaurant burger that I've ever had.
And it I'm tastes like oh, pure okay. Travis Scott.
And then he said, I don't know why people like it so much. It just tastes like a fast food burger.
Dude, I do not like fast food.
You don't?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Wendy's spicy nuggets?
No.
Exactly.
I don't like Wendy's.
Have you ever had fast food chili from Wendy's?
Oh God.
It looked like it was red.
It was actually, like red bean.
Red beans and rice?
No, it just looked like pasta sauce.
It kind of did. I saw like one or two beans in there. But
marinara.
Marinara.
Looked like
it's just tomato paste. And then some
yeah, it looked like it looked like
they feel like they just two like cans of tomato paste and a can of baked beans in there, stir it up just like give you a chili.
Yeah, Bush's baked beans, tomato paste, and then like just a burger with the bun and lettuce, just a burger, and then they grind it up. And it's like
okay.
Served fresh.
Who eats a burger with just lettuce? Like a bun, a burger, and lettuce.
Not me.
I don't like lettuce on my burger because I don't like lettuce.
I like Letetius and Semetios.
What?
But like, you know, if they're a salad.
Bro, you got
Letetius?
Like, Kyle, yes. You have two meals. You got a salad and
sorry.
A burger.
Lettuce.
Okay.
And tomatoes.
But, yeah. When I eat a burger, I want the burger, cheese, and the like ketchup, mustard, and maybe pickles. But no more.
Oh,
like,
that's exactly what McDonald's cheeseburger is.
I'm not eating McDonald's. And onions.
Why don't you like fast food?
Dude, fast food's like dangerous, son.
Dangerous?
Dude, you'll die from fast food.
My sister got
you'll
like a stomach.
You'll die out there.
My sister got a stomach bug from eating Sonic Wings. Now she doesn't want to eat at Sonic's anymore.
Exactly.
Well, no, the reason she did is because it was that one time. And we could have sued them, but we didn't. Hi. Call Alexander Shinara.
Been poisoned by fast food.
Yeah. Call me, Alexander Shinara. I specialize
so
in cars, but there's cars. In
would you like eat at a taco stand? Like, would you eat like at a taco stand, like a taco truck? Would you eat a taco on it?
Well, that's kind of different.
Yeah.
No, that's
so
fast.
That
food.
Hits different.
That,
no,
it
it's
does.
Literally it's going fast and it's throwing food at you.
No. So if it's like I don't know if I told y'all this, but my uncle's got a food truck, and he does like Mexican food there.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But
is that why you have
good,
Mexican
but,
every night?
Yes.
You know, Mexican to him is just flavored chicken. That's it.
Yeah, you get the Mexican seasoning and you put it on chicken and then it's just Mexican.
Yeah. What makes it Mexican? The seasoning.
Literally, last night.
Pure Hispanic,
last night you
pure
said,
Hispanic free range shavings.
I forgot who said this, but I'm pretty sure it was you. You were like hanging off a branch on a tree and you said, yeah, I eat Mexican with a tortilla. And then Ethan said, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah, it's a tortilla.
Yeah, no, and then I said, actually, it's jalapenos.
Jalapeno. I mean jalapeno. It's just jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
That's
and then
so
jalaps.
Bad.
Jalaps makes it even worse. Hey, bro, you got them scallops and jalaps. Dude, my dad says jalaps all the time. It's really funny.
Me and my dad did this thing where anytime my mom or somebody's talking, we'll just look at each other and we'll just go. We just pretend like we're falling asleep.
Really?
Yeah, I actually have a video of it, of us the other night. Oh, it's like, but it's funny because then my mom's like, oh, okay, I'll stop talking. No, but we just, it's just funny.
Yeah, I know.
Which one do you like? Virtual or, we got really off topic.
No, like, it's at school for sure. Because I can't, like, watch a video and learn something other than, like, over learning it in real life.
Dude,
it's
I get so distracted.
And then I'm just like, what if you want me?
I was playing Among Us during 6
Dude,
years.
Dude,
same.
Because
y'all couldn't play, it was like, just gotta kill time now.
Yeah, because
I like listen to music or like watch videos of Among Us.
Yeah.
That is not a joke. I did this it was last week on Monday. I'm like, okay, what can I watch? I looked up Among Us and I clicked on the newest video.
I was playing Among Us on my phone while watching it on the iPad.
Oh my god.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That could have got confusing.
I was like.
I played Flight Simulator, which is just a really bad version of the computer.
Dude, my teacher called on me during sixth period, and I was like the imposter and I was about to kill someone, and I was like, what? and then she repeated the question. I was like, Seven? Slaves. The question was like, who made ziggurats or something?
You know, it was the people who lived in Mesopotamia. Who were they called? I forgot.
The Sumerians. So I was asking, like, do you mean civilization or the class in the city? And she was like, oh, the class. And I was like, probably the slaves.
Oh, dude, I did this.
Wasn't the priests.
I did this in my English class, okay?
Or the gods.
I just joined. She said, hi, Evan, how are you doing? And I'm like, good. And then she called on me for the answer that she said before I logged into the class. And I'm like, repeat what she said.
Or do you know whenever the teacher starts breaking up and then she's just waiting for a response, you don't know if she asked you a question or not?
Yeah.
Dude, that happened to me so many times with this dog.
Today it said this. I was just listening to music while watching a video for science class, and the teacher's lips were moving. I could see it on the video, but then it popped up in front of my screen. Your CUP has dropped, decreasing the quality of the...
You mean CPU?
Whatever, I don't know.
The CPU, Central Processing Unit?
Yeah, it said...
the thing that makes your computer...
That's what it said. Decreasing the quality of the Zoom meeting. And I'm like... And then I couldn't hear her. And I'm like, what is this?
Dude, I have this
video. It happened in English as well.
It wasn't a Zoom, but it was a video because the teacher was at their home and they were doing a lab. Mm. We do labs like... twice a week.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your...
Langside.
Nice Langside.
Yes, that
dude.
Baby.
Yeah. And
my thing lagged because normally it says my internet connection is unstable because there's four people at all times in a Zoom meeting. Me, my brother, my sister, and my mom.
Our mom is in a Microsoft Teams,
but it's basically the same thing.
Mm. That's
Coach, Coach Chad, he still goes into Microsoft meetings. He's not switched to Zoom yet.
And he didn't have one today, or I couldn't find the link.
No, he didn't have one.
He doesn't organize his things. Like, he has recorded classes.
No, he has Zoom
like
meetings.
Two things, and then I'll have assignments, and it'll be like...
Do y'all have Miss Wilson?
No.
Okay, every single post she's ever had is all on one page.
Oh.
All on one page, and it's not in folders. So, you have to scroll all the way down, but it's...
Oh, but no, Coach Wilson is pretty organized for me. At least, that's what I thought, because, like, it has Zoom meetings, recorded meetings, class assignments, and then it has, like, Alabama Physical Fitness Assessment, the whole page on it. I don't know
why. Literally every Q&A, if you just look at that, it'll give you an answer.
Yeah, it will.
Coach.
And he literally, if you go to his meetings, he will tell you the answer.
Yeah,
for the,
no.
Like, last week, he... No, 2 weeks ago, he told us the answer for the Q&A.
Ethan needs to talk.
So, I went on Monday, and I was the only one there. And he said, you're going to be the only one out of your class, three people. Who knows it? And then, when we're there, he tells us the answer. I'm like, why did I have to go to there?
Yeah, dude, but Coach Jones, he always does, like, these tests, like, on Fridays, and you just have to answer true on all of the answers, and it's the dumbest things, because it's like, we talked about flexibility in this class, we talked about lower body strength, and he doesn't talk about it ever, but we all have to hit true so that... It's that he's teaching us, or else we get a bad grade.
He gives you a bad grade if you don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Kyle, are you like? What'd you get on your visa and reach last? Cause you're in cross country.
Actually, you know that is, dude. You see how I'm like actually like. Well, I'm at least able to touch my
toes
now.
You're struggling in class.
I'm struggling to touch my toes. But you have long arms, so I don't care.
Oh, what do you mean?
Seven. So you have long arms and long legs, so it balances out.
Yeah.
I have normal size arms, but very long legs, so I cannot touch my toes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And I have short arms and normal legs.
Short legs.
No, my dad has short legs. He gets 23. Dude, the other day, he was just chilling at my sister's soccer game, and he went... just for fun. like, what are you doing? How does he do that? Like, he's so...
Dude, you gotta stretch. I stretch for like
but,
2 months.
Okay, but I'm... I,
he's
before,
proportioned.
Evan,
what are you trying to
before,
say?
Before, I would have only been able to get to like this. Mm. But now, across country, I can get to like this. So yes, I am more flexible.
I can't... What? I can get to here whenever I'm doing...
Ethan got a 13 last year.
I got
on
a 13 on my
basin
reach. I didn't even make it past my feet.
Because
do you know what my legs are 3'5".
No, dude, your feet is 18.
And Kyle,
he was 5 inches from his feet. If we measure 5 inches from his feet, that's how long he can.
Yeah, you wanna know where the board starts? It starts right here. Like, that's where the board starts.
Yeah, the board starts right
it
here.
It starts right here.
The board starts at your knees. For anyone.
No.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Unless you have really long ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you have really long calves.
Yeah, okay. But I wonder, I think my arm's like 2 feet long, so I still have a foot and a half of leg to go.
Dude, my arm span, like from this,
this,
it's 5'9.5".
Yeah, which is taller than you.
It is. I'm thinking I'm closing in on 5'10.5" now, or 5'11" for my arm span.
I'm 5'10.5". It'd be funny if your wingspan got taller than me, but you're shorter than me.
It's by half an inch. I mean,
dude, my dad, every time we talk about his height, he's always like, we're like, oh, well, dad, you're 5'9", so you're average. He's like, no, I'm 5'9.5". So I'm above average.
Actually, the average man is like 5'9".
No, the average man's 5'8". He's above average. And the average woman is like 5'4".
Okay. Yeah, I just
gotta
say.
Wow, that's indifferent.
That's in America.
Oh, in America?
Yo, I just gotta say, I think me and Cletus are the only people whose parents aren't 6 foot or more.
Did you know?
Like, you guys, Dylan, Brendan.
You know, our dad's only 6 foot tall.
Nathan.
Matthew. Like, I know to people who are under 6 foot, it seems really tall.
Anyone just hear that?
Yeah, the TV does that.
Really?
Yeah, it makes a turning on noise, but doesn't actually turn on.
Okay. I'm like, ghost is in the house. I mean, evacuate. Whatever
the
candle
power
thing
of Christ
is.
Compels you.
The candle thing, whatever that is, when they burn and then the smoke releases.
But anyway, you know, I was gonna say something like.
And now it's.
I was gonna say something before we started talking about
cinnamon.
What happens in PE.
Cinnamon.
Don't worry about it.
So I was gonna start talking about something before you guys started talking about what happens in PE, and it was Ms. Langseth's video.
Oh yeah.
Like. She turned brown, and I could see through her lip.
Oh, yeah.
I could see through her top lip.
I had no idea who that was.
And it looked like she was sneezing. So she was like Hunchback of Notre Dame with her mouth and her eyes open.
Dude.
But like her lips curled up. It was so weird. I was like,
dude, I thought she was
what's happening?
Just like jobs employed or something.
No.
Cause she just like she turned brown.
Did she?
And then she was like her face was just like
mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't watch. I was just about to mention The Visit.
Oh. Well, like I don't really think we should, but I think that's a
spoilers
thing for a different time.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that.
No, it's for a different time.
Horror movie thing.
Yeah, a movie thing.
I want to do more movie, yeah.
Like, Mason's view is actually Dobby, which, in my opinion, is one of our best episodes, if not the best.
But it's, like, the least watched.
And it definitely is the best title.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, maybe it's tied with, oh, Watch Out, Psychiatrist, and then he has a gun.
Yeah,
but,
he has a gun.
I mean, that was pretty creative.
And Ben, like... Dude, Ben was blood and the other people were crit. I'm just saying. And Ben, if you're watching this, which you most likely are, watch your back, because Minnie has a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some... There's some good titles. Uh-huh. I still like Batnips because it's so weird.
Yeah, better than Batnips.
but Dobby is actually Mace Windu. It's like, I just figured Minnie has a gun. It's really good.
Say, those are their best titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And too bad it's just hypothetics and ethics, though.
I mean, that was a pretty good rhyming, though.
Yeah.
Hypothetics and ethics. Shut up. Subtitle.
Wait, is that the subtitle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Subtitle, shut up, Evan.
This episode should be called, like, Taco or Ethan or something.
I literally, one of the descriptions
interrupt
says,
Ethan.
It makes me write this, so here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you put that one for the last one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, bro, it makes me write this to publish it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's true, though.
Okay, so...
So I just put, like, a space bar. Like, the word... Yep, that's the description. Space bar.
Is it really?
That's the description for this episode. Space bar.
No, interrupting
Wait,
Ethan.
Just saying...
Yeah, interrupting Ethan.
We still need to make a, Do we need to make an intro thing?
We still need a title.
Dude, I love how we always do this. At the end of the podcast, like the last 10 minutes of the podcast...
Did I mention 4 + 3 = 6?
Oh, yeah, I think we should. We should call this
4 + 3 = double digits.
Yeah, 4 + 3 is double digits.
I like how we always do this at the end of the podcast. We always just like say, okay, so what should we title?
We reflect,
and it's still recording.
We reflect on what we talked about. Whoops.
I like how we just have a reflection time. It's kind of like church, just like reflection.
Well, okay, So instead, do we have anything else we want to talk about, or is this the end of the podcast?
I mean, I was gonna talk about the hut again, but that's for a different episode.
That's a different time.
Yeah. Let's see. Any more school stories?
My mom wrote down.
Oh yeah, we could call this school stories.
My mom wrote down on a sticky note for when my dad got home. The boys are at the hut, but she put 2 T's.
Hut? Job of the hut?
Yeah. I mean. That doesn't make sense because it's a hut. Not a hut.
It's not a hut.
It's a hut. Not a hut.
Yeah. I think we should end it off.
Dude, I had a bad memory yesterday. Here,
oh,
I just
okay.
gotta tell
That's
you.
Not
this
ending.
Is the last thing, sorry. Then we'll leave it off on that note. If you didn't know what I just did, I just reached for the stop recording button. But. I remembered my choir, like, my scales.
Oh.
And then I was like...
That reminds me of something.
I hated choir.
Oh.
Because it was a requirement.
Oh. Well...
Your choir joke's nice.
That reminds me of something. I was listening to some music. It was mostly... it was all band stuff. No, like, you could hear... all of, like, the instruments, and you could know when solos are where. Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for watching the 7th episode. Or is it the 8th? This is the 8th episode.
Yeah, this is the 8th episode.
And,
Ethan.
Sorry,
hold on. Okay, let's talk over Ethan right now.
Sorry to cut off.
No.
Hey, he stole my phone. No.